Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for everything that you have done for us, how you have brought us through every trial, every tribulation. You have made us better, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to die on the cross for us. When I really think about that, what you went through for Jesus to die on that cross, I don't take it lightly, Father. I just want to thank you for giving Jesus Christ for us, that we might make a difference in the lives of other people. And after just thinking about what you've done, Father, you allowed your son to die on a cross for us. And I want to say thank you, Father. And after studying the word tonight, after studying the word, Father, and realizing what you gave for us, I want to say thank you, Father. Thank you. You have given us everything. You have given us more than we could ever possibly deserve. And I just want to thank you, Father, that you've given us life. You've given us a life that we cannot even contain. We cannot even understand it. You've given us everything, Father. And I just want to thank you for it. Thank you for that life, Father. That spirit that's inside of us, Lord, that's you, Father. And we want to thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Love.
Brother Shannon?
Yes. I'm going to take my text from Psalm chapter 91, verse 1, on conditions of the blessings of Psalm chapter 91. Psalm 91, 1, it talks about the state of the godly. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Note that he, that's us, that dwelleth, that's where we are to be, dwell or live, make our abode in the secret place of the Most High, that's our God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High under his shadow. Number two, we are to affirm that God is our refuge. 91:2 says, I will say of the Lord. There's something that we need to say. We need to confess. I will say of the Lord. What is it we're to say? He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. We are to confess that he is our refuge. God is our fortress, my God. There's no God like our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible. In him will I trust. If you're putting your trust in anything else but God, you're putting your trust in the wrong thing. Number three, we are to affirm that God is your fortress. Number four, we are to affirm that God is your God. And the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against? Nobody can be against you if God's for you. Number five, we are to affirm that God is your trust. And in Psalm 91, verse 4, it says, he shall cover thee, that's God, with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Now, got to understand, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and it's really talking about when it was under the Persia, the Talit, when he talked about, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. The Bible says, his trust shall be thy shield and buckler. The word of God can be our shield. And the word of God can be our buckler. Number six, we're to have confidence in God as deliverer from every snare and pestilence. Psalm 91:3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. Our God who sits on the throne in the heaven. Now, he's the one that will deliver us from the snare of the fowler because we serve the delivering God. He delivered the children of Israel from Pharaoh and all of his army. And God departed the Red Sea and brought the children of Israel out. And Pharaoh and all his army and his chariot held in the Red Sea. And this is the same God today that will deliver us. He said, I am God and I change not. And the Bible says, and from the noise of pestilence. All these things will our God deliver us from. Number seven, we're to have confidence in his protection. Psalm 91:4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. We're to trust in the Lord. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Number eight, make his truth your shield and your buckler. Number nine, we are not to be afraid of any terrors, danger, pestilence, or destruction. Psalm 91, verse 5 and 6 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. God has not given us the spirit of fear, beloved, but power, love, and a sound mind. We can claim a sound mind. Did you know that 365 times in the Word of God it tells us to not be afraid or to fear not? One for each day of the year. And he said, nor for the owl that flies by day. We're not to be afraid of that. We're not to be afraid of ISIS or the clowns or anything else. We're not to be afraid of the devil or demon, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We're not to fear none of these things. Number 10, we're to have confidence. Plague slaying thousands all around you will not come near you. I don't care what they come up with. We are safe because we're covered with the blood of Jesus. Every day you can ask God and claim the protection and the benefits of Psalm chapter 91 for you and your family. And you need to plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family and possessions every single day. And in Psalm chapter 91, verse 7, 8 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You can watch the news and see, well, it's happened to them, but it's not going to happen to you because God is on your side. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Number 11, we're to make God our refuge. He says in Psalm 91, 9, says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. We serve the Most High God. We're to make God our habitation. Number 13, we're to set our love upon God. According to Psalm 91, 14, he said, because thou hast set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Because we love God, God's going to deliver us. He said, I will set him on high. He will promote us because he has known my name. Number 14, we know the name. We know the authority of God. And one more, we need to call upon God in prayer. Psalm 91, 15 says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. If we'll call upon God, God will answer us. He said, I will be with him in trouble. He didn't say trouble won't come to us, but the Bible says he will be with us in trouble. I will deliver him because he is a delivering God and honor him. God will honor us. God will promote us. It's one thing for us to talk to God, and it's another thing for God to talk back to us. We can ask the Holy Spirit a question and be still, and the Holy Spirit will speak back to us. My sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. Well, you heard the teaching about Psalm 91 tonight. I love you. Jesus loves you. And I want to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that message. Good message. We just love God. And it's His amazing grace.
Bright shining the
trying to do is give him a life better than the life they're living. unto a poor person's house, and you have a brand new house for them. And when they get the house, they just start tearing the house up. I mean, you got it fixed good and everything, but they start tearing it up. God put us in a perfect world. The Garden of Eden was heaven on earth. And he put us in a perfect world. And we corrupted. We tried to corrupt it with sin. Had he not thrown us out of the Garden of Eden, it would be like the world is today. It would be filth everywhere, in our language, in our behaviors. Don't love the world. No matter where we are, God loves us. No matter what we've done, God loves us. So it's not about us loving God before he saved us. It's about God loving us. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That death on the cross is very important. And the devil don't want us to preach about Jesus. He don't want us to preach about Jesus. He don't want us to talk about our salvation in Jesus Christ. He want to send us to hell with him. He want us to be in hell with him. Because that's his destiny, is to go to hell, and he wants us to be there with him. And I pray that you will get a revelation of knowledge on what Jesus really did at the cross. I pray that you will get a revelation knowledge of what the Father gave up for Jesus to hang out there on the cross. Just picture your son being put to death. Just think about it. For people who hate him, he's dying for those who despise him. That is important. He didn't die for people who loved him. He died for people who hated him. And I pray that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus loves you. God loves you so much that he was willing to save you. Save you. He set the standard for our salvation. And his standard is Jesus Christ. And I pray tonight that you will get a revelation knowledge about this. You will know that there is a God who loves you, a God who cares about you. I pray that you will know that God who loves you for who you are. You don't have to change the color of your skin. You don't have to change your gender. He loves you right where you are. The world may hate you. Your resume may not get you where you want to go in the world. But the resume of Jesus will get you where God has already set up for you. He has set up a heaven for you. Something wonderful, something perfect, something righteous for you because he loves you. God is not asking me to do right for his benefit, but he's asking me to do right for my own benefit. The more I can do right, the better I feel. inside of us that makes a difference in our lives. I want you to know I'm thankful. I am so thankful that God, Jesus Christ, died for me. I am so grateful that I'm on my way to heaven because of what Jesus Christ did for me. I know I'm not on my way to heaven because of something I've done good, but I'm on my way to heaven because of the goodness of God. Yes, that makes me bold to speak out. It makes me bold to speak out against darkness and love those who are in darkness. Bold to realize what God said to die for us. And I pray that you will notice this. You will get a revelation knowledge that you will become humble about what God did in your life.
We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh Jesus. We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord our God. And we sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And we shout, glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. The name above all.
Come to the Father but by me. I want you to know you cannot get past that cross. You cannot get past that resurrection to get to the Father. There's no way the Father will let you in by rejecting Jesus Christ. There is no way he would allow his son to be humiliated and go through the pains of the cross and you get in some other way. You will never get to heaven without Jesus, because Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. He rescued us from hell. Wow, he rescued us from hell. He chose to go. He had a way out. But he loved the Father so much that he was willing to go through the pains and suffering to redeem us. I want you to know that we serve a good God. We serve a God who loves us unconditional. No one could have got this salvation without Jesus. I don't care what you say. You can't get in without Jesus. In verse 17 it says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." He didn't send Jesus to condemn us. We were already condemned. He sent Jesus to save us. He sent Jesus to redeem us. We were already condemned. We were already going to hell. But Jesus Christ paid the price for us to have eternal life. That's good news. I don't care what you say. We ought to testify of Jesus. We should never be ashamed of him. Because of the barrier and resurrection of Christ, the pains he went through to save us. And guess what? If you preach the gospel the way you're supposed to preach it, you'll go through some things also. You'll go through the same thing. If you live for the Lord, you will go through some pains. Not only with folks from the outside, but we're talking about people from the inside. I don't think anybody hurts us worse than our family members. Don't understand the move of God in our lives. They hurt us. The people outside of us, we don't see them too often. But the ones who are inside, the ones who are families that we're supposed to fellowship with, they hurt us worse than strangers. So I want you to know, for God so loved the world. Remember that word love. God so loved the world. He was moved by love, and that's what we ought to be moved by. The reason I want to witness, because I'm moved by love. I want people to say, "For W.L. Scott so loved the world that he was willing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was willing to post messages that was probably getting killed. He was willing to love those who didn't know how to love, with all kinds of implications and all that could ruin your reputation. But it's not about my reputation. It's about the people that I minister to. It's that I so love those people that I want them to be free. I want them to be able to say, I love God, I love myself, I love those who hurt me." That's what this is about. Satan hates Christians that talk to and hear God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. They spend lots of time getting close to God. When others are indulgent in things that have no spiritual value, many carnal Christians are moved by Satan to criticize brothers and sisters, time, talking, and listening to God. I hope you are not being used by that liar who is only keeping you from talking and listening to God. God wants to hear from us. He wants us as Christians to sell out to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is to love our brothers and sisters. Love people no matter what color they are. If you got a color problem because you have a problem with God, that's what I'm telling you about. Jesus died for you. And when I read verse 18 in John 3, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So when you reject Jesus Christ being the Son of God, you are condemned. When you reject that Christ had a Father, God the Father, you have rejected the salvation. You're already condemned. It says right here in verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. People who love evil things hate good things. They hate the things of God because they love the things of Satan more, because they are familiar with the things of Satan, and they hunger for the things of Satan. But I tell you today, God so loved you that he gave Jesus to die for you. How many of you would give your sons and daughters, how many of you would even give your parents to die for the whole world? You know, I thought about that tonight. I would rather give my life, my son's life. I think I would rather be the one that died than to see my son die. That should be the cry of every parent. I will die for my family. That means I will tell them the truth. I'm willing to die to tell a man how to treat his wife. I'm willing to die to tell a woman how to treat her husband. I'm willing to die to teach children how to obey and respect their parents. I'm willing to die to tell the truth. Are you willing to die to tell the truth? We have so many excuses why we won't proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's a simple gospel, it is so simple. It is your testimony. It is what God has done in your life. It is not no, you have to know all of the Old Testament. It is not that you have to know all of the New Testament. You just need to know that Jesus died on the cross for you. You just need to know that God the Father so loved you that he was willing to give Jesus to die for you. You got to know that you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's what you got to know. You don't have to that I've read the Bible through, it's by grace. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. If you can believe that Jesus Christ died for you, if you can believe that God gave him to die for you, you have eternal life. And I pray that you'll know that. I want to ask Tiara to pray tonight, because I just believe that there are people who need to be saved. I just believe there are people who are saved that need to have a boldness to stand and proclaim the gospel. I believe that, Tiara. I just believe that there are some people who need boldness.
Amen. I believe that as well. Do you mind praying with me?
Yeah, we'll pray.
Okay. Father God, in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you for the opportunity once again to be in the land of the living, proclaim the gospel of Christ.
We just praise
Father
you,
God.
Give us the love.
We thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you're getting ready to do and all your spiritual blessings, whether it be visible or invisible, Father God. It says when you're in your word, Father God, when two or three are gathered in my name, there you are in the midst. So, Father, I ask right now, Lord Jesus Christ, that you help those, God, that are broken in heart, God. And it says in Psalm 51, God, that, God, no one comes to you unless they have a broken spirit and a contrite heart, a broken and contrite heart. So, God, that I'm asking that, God, there's so many out here, God, that needs healing, Father God. And I ask that through this radio station, God, if there's any that's hearing, God, any that's trying to take their life, any that needs spiritual healing, any that needs healing from their past, God, I'm grateful and I'm glad that you are our Father. And through Christ Jesus, we can be adopted in your sonship. Through your words, God, we stand strong in strength. And we thank you for your might. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all that you've done. And we worship and praise you for the opportunity, Father God. And I ask for healing, Father, for those in this world, God, that needs you. And I ask that, God, it says no one calls the Lord. No one calls your name, God, unless they were drew or sent by the Father. So, God, it's not by chance that they're on this station. It's not by chance that they hear these words. God, it's because you drew them. Father God, I know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think through the power which worketh in us. God, I believe in you, and I know that you're well able to do all that we ask or think according to your will. So God, I just ask right now that God, that you begin to give them peace and love and shelter under the shadow of your wings, that God, that they know that there is a God that can heal, a God that can keep, a God that will help through all trembling, fear, circumstance, anything that's going on, God, there's nothing bigger than you. And we thank you for that. Amen. In your name, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tiara. I appreciate
that. Thank you, brother.
God bless you. I know that God is blessing. Sometimes we think we don't feel like doing it. That's when we need to do it. That's when we need to proclaim it. That's when we need to help people. When we don't feel like it, somehow we are energized once we start praying, once we start preaching. Because we realize the goodness of God. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Being here tonight. And I pray that you will come back next week and let the Lord just bless your soul. Thank God for John 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The devil wants to laugh at that, but I want you to know, I'll take that grace anytime, because I can't work my way in. It's Jesus Christ. May God is our prayer.
Good night.